And sisters, 弟兄姐妹, 平安. Our verse today is taken from Psalm 58. 我们今天早的经文取自诗篇58. So I'll be reading from the NIV version. If you have your Bibles, you might want to turn to it. Psalm 58. Do you rulers indeed speak justly? Do you judge people with equity? No, in your heart you devise injustice, and your hands, they mete out violence on the earth. Even from birth, the wicked go astray. From the womb, they are wayward, spreading lies. Their venom is like the venom of a snake, like that of a cobra that has stopped his ears, that would not heed the tune of a charmer, however skillful the enchanter may be. Break the teeth in their mouths, O God. Lord, tear out the fangs of those lions. Let them vanish like water that flows away. Where they draw the bow, let their arrows fall short. May they be like a slug that melts away as it moves along, like a stillborn child that never sees the sun. Before your pots can feel the heat of the thorns, whether they be green or dry, the wicked will be swept away. The righteous will be glad when they are avenged. When they dip their feet in the blood of the wicked, then the people will say, surely the righteous still are rewarded. Surely there is a God who judges the earth. So the words that we've just read are from David.
我们刚读的诗篇是, 来自大卫。
This is the man after God's own heart, musician, king to be.
这大卫是合神心意的, 他是一位音乐家和准国王。
The one who played the harp very soothingly for King Saul.
那位以竖琴, 抚慰不安的扫罗王。
But right here, he sounds pretty angry.
但在这里听起来他很生气。
The words that he uses and the imagery is so strong, so graphic, you might cringe when you hear it.
他引用的词汇和意境如此强烈, 让我们不禁畏缩。
He says, smash their teeth to bits.
敲碎他们的牙齿。
Let them be grass trampled.
像被踩踏的荆棘。
Like snail slime, like a miscarried fetus.
愿他们像蜗牛一样融为烂泥，如流产的胎儿不见天。
This is a type of psalm that we're not so used to.
我们可能不太习惯读这样的诗篇。
Psalm means the book of praises or the book of hymns.
诗篇的意思是 赞美书或赞美诗的书。
And we associate psalms with gentle songs of thanksgiving and praise.
而我们 把这些 赞美和温和的赞美与感恩的诗歌关联在一起。
In fact, the Psalms are meant to exemplify all the ways we humans can express our heart to God.
实际上诗篇体现我们作为人类如何表达我们对上帝的心意。
In all seasons of life,
在生命的各种季节中,
our joys and fears and tragedies and defeats,
喜乐、盼望、恐惧、怀疑、悲戚。
And anger is certainly a big part of our lives.
而愤怒肯定是我们人类的必经体验。
In the last week, have you been angry?
上一周你是否有生气过？
You've been very angry?
非常愤怒。
We're usually angry because we're hurt or in pain.
让我们愤怒的理由可能是因为我们受到伤害或在痛苦中。
Or you got some kind of rule or expectation that's not being kept or met.
可能是因为我们守的原则被破坏。
For example, you think that someone should be nice to you, but they're not nice.
如果有人应该对我们尊重，但实际上却无礼。
Or maybe you think your child should be obeying you without questioning.
如果你对孩子的期望是他毫无质疑的顺从你。
And your expectation isn't met.
如果他没有这么做到。
So chances are you felt angry because you weren't being treated right.
你感到愤怒因为你没有得到所要的对待。
David here is angry.
大卫在这里感到愤怒。
He wasn't being treated right all because of King Saul.
他没有得到所要的对待，全都因为扫罗。
So we know already probably that Saul used force of arms and raised the militia to seize him, driving him to the caves.
扫罗使用武力让军队捉拿他，逼得他躲进洞穴里。
You might not know that before that, Saul also pursued David using the law, alleging that David was a traitor.
在此事之前，扫罗已用律法来捉拿大卫，声称他大卫是个叛徒。
To curry favor with him, the great council and elders agreed that David was guilty.
而大议会和长老为了讨好扫罗，批了一条法案，说大卫是有罪的。
They declared David an outlawed wolf.
他是一个有罪的人。
This meant that nobody could protect him and any man could kill him.
任何人都可以杀害他，而没有人能够保护他。
In this psalm, David, in his role as a prophet, he turns around and he scolds his judges.
在这首诗篇中，大卫以他身为先知的角色，他转过来指责那些审判他的。
He convicts them for not doing right.
他斥责大议会没有做出正确的事。
They've used their power for oppression.
他们用手中的权力来伤害和压迫。
They did it deliberately, carefully.
他们处心积虑。
And worse still, they did it under the disguise of being right, because they're the government.
还以律法做借口。
So he says, if you're following the verses, that the government is corrupt by nature, they are liars, they're malicious.
政府是腐败的。
And he says that just like snakes that won't listen to the snake charmer, nothing will work against them.
他们就像耳聋的蛇。
Doesn't matter threats or reasoning or kindness, they won't hear.
他们是听不见这些。
David here isn't just scolding for his own sake.
大卫不是只为了自己而责骂他们。
He's scolding because they are enemies of God.
他这么做是因为这些人是神的敌人。
The enemies of God's church, God's people.
神的教会和上帝的子民的敌人。
And in this Psalm 58 is an example of what's called imprecatory psalm.
诗篇五十八篇是一种调用判语。
That's right. That uses judgment, calamity, curses upon enemies.
能够调用审判、灾害和对敌人的诅咒的篇章。
So you notice David's prayer isn't that they die; it's that they're rendered harmless. He says, "Break their teeth."
所以大卫说敲碎他们的牙齿。
He says, "Let their evil plans go to waste."
愿他们如流水逝去。
So the analogy is an arrow falling to the ground, water soaking in, a miscarried fetus.
让他们的邪恶计划都随风而去。
He says, "Do this very quickly. Do it very fast, even before the wicked know what is happening."
而让这一切可以迅速完成，甚至他们都不知道发生了什么事。
Who's going to do this?
谁来做这一切呢？
Why God, of course.
当然是神。
His God, our God, who is always just and does what is correct.
我们的上帝总是公义的，他所做的都是公正的。
In this, we say that our God is righteous.
因此我们说神是公义的。
In the Old Testament, the meaning for the word just,
在旧约里公正的意思
like justice is straight, the right way.
指的是直，是正确的路。
And God's righteousness is an expression of his holiness.
而神的义是他的圣洁的体现。
So very few of us are going to be like David, hiding in a cave because a king is hunting us.
今天我们很少会在与大卫相同的处境，被一个强大的国王逼迫的躲藏起来。
But my focus today isn't really on the things that make us angry for the wrongs done to us.
可是我今天的重点不是那些别人对我们所犯的错。
David prayed for the people of God.
大卫为上帝的子民祷告。
The ones that God loved.
那些神所爱的。
Do we do the same?
我们也如此行吗？
How often aware are we of what goes beyond, what goes on beyond our own little world?
我们对身边周遭的事，有多关心呢？
David is angry because he wants justice for God's people.
大卫很生气，因为他渴望正义。
David prays that God will bring about justice. He is praying, "Your kingdom come, your will be done."
大卫祷告上帝会带来他的公义，所以他的祷告就像愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意在地上成就。
Are we angry ever on behalf of those that God loves?
我们可为神所爱的遭受不公义的感到生气吗？
So not just for ourselves, our families, but more than that.
不是只是为了我们自己，还有我们的家人。
God desires justice.
神渴望公义。
He wants the orphan, the widow, the sojourner.
他希望孤儿、寡妇和寄居的人。
Sojourner means like the foreign, the outcast, or the immigrants.
很像外国人、弃儿、移民。
He wants all these people to be treated fairly and with kindness.
要他们受到公平和仁慈的对待。
That's very easy to forget when we're not the widow or the orphan or the sojourner.
而我们很容易的忘记或忽略这些人。
That's easy to forget when the suffering and injustice isn't at our very doorsteps.
如果我们没有看到这些事情在我们周遭，我们就不会去想。
Our own first world problems, they consume us.
却不断地被第一世界问题来捆绑。
Just a casual browse through the news or Facebook will show you things.
今天如果你翻开报纸或面部，你就可以看到很多事。
So what's your response?
你的回应是什么呢？
When you read about reports of the refugee situation and thousands fleeing their homelands, what is our response?
当我们读到成千上万的难民逃离家园的报道，我们的反应是什么？
This world you live in?
这个世界。
The actions of the ISIS and the violence, senseless killings, beheadings.
ISIS 和他们的暴力行为，无谓的杀害。
You read about the abduction of Nigerian schoolgirls from their schools.
尼日利亚女学生被绑架。
They were taken away to be child brides and slaves for extremist fighters.
成为极端主义者的童养媳。
260 girls gone for 2 years now.
260位女生已经被绑了两年了。
Yeah, that's one of the pictures there. And then when we read about, do we read about our Christian brethren who are persecuted elsewhere?
还有我们就是在其他国家被逼迫的基督徒的弟兄姐妹。
The picture might be a bit small, but the right-hand top picture is a picture of a church in Middle East after it was burned down and ransacked.
那个就是在一个中东的教会。
In an article I read about the persecution of the Egyptian, of the Middle Eastern Christians.
在一段我读过的篇章中说到被逼迫的中东的一个领袖。
An Iraqi Catholic leader said.
一位受访的伊拉克天主教领袖。他说
about what they were going through, he said, "We sometimes wonder if they kill us all, what would be the response of the Christians in the world then?"
我们有时想，如果他们真的把我们全杀了，在西方的基督徒会有什么反应呢
？Would they then finally do something?
到时他们会做些什么呢
？In other words, does anybody care?
换句话说，难道没有人关心吗？这件事？
The question is heart-wrenching because I fear the answer.
这是个让人痛心的问题，因为我害怕答案。
God cares.
神非常关心。
Do we?
我们呢？
We God's sons and daughters on earth through whom He works.
我们是上帝的儿女，神在我们身上动工。
With whom He has chosen to be partners.
是他所拣选在事工上伙伴。
So I'm not talking about flying off to do humanitarian work or like being activists, although those are really good things.
我不是说现在就立刻去参与人道主义的工作，虽然他们都是值得赞扬的。
Right now, I'm just talking about where our heart is.
因为我现在要说的是自己内心的表现。
Because our actions should follow our hearts.
因为我们的行动应该是指着我们的心意。
So I'm suggesting that David in this psalm models for us a response when things in the world go wrong.
大卫在这篇诗篇中让我们看到应该如何回应世界上的种种问题。
When those in power are systematically and deceitfully evil.
尤其当掌权者行各种诡诈邪恶。
When the innocent suffer pitifully from the effects of those who are power hungry and greedy and just plain evil.
当无辜的在那些贪婪邪恶的人之下受尽痛苦。
So preparing for this sermon, I've been like reading the whole week about evil people, right?
当我在准备这次的讲道时
，And I've been, you know, thinking I can't imagine how those that suffer go on living day after day.
我读到的这些报道，我根本无法想象他们如何继续的生活在艰难的日子。
Egyptian Christians mob.Burst into their homes in the early morning, burns their house down.
在埃及的基督徒被逼迫。
Then when he tries to report to the police, they beat him and send him out of town.
却被警察而殴打。
Syrian refugees risking their lives with their young children in a small boat in winter.
叙利亚的难民冒着生命危险在冬天与他们的孩子在摇摇晃晃的小船上逃难。
So what drives them?
为了什么呢？
Hope for a better future?
盼望一个更好的未来。
Hope in a God that they know?
在神里面有盼望。
So here David prays.
在这里大卫在祈祷。
And he scolds and he curses.
他在辱骂，他在诅咒。
With hope and conviction.
但这些却充满了盼望和信念。
Because his hope, our hope, is in God the righteous one.
因为他的盼望也是我们的盼望，是在上帝公义的那位。
In Israel's understanding of God, God the righteous will make things right for them.
在以色列对上帝的理解中，至关重要的是上帝将会抚平他们的路。
In the context of God's relationship with Israel, God has revealed himself.
在神与以色列关系的背景下，神已经显露了自己。
He showed his righteousness in fulfilling his covenantal promise to them.
他神的义在于他如何显露自己和履行他的约。
He showed his righteousness in how he's judged Israel from their enemies and saved them.
在他如何审判以色列的敌人，然后拯救了他们。
In the Old Testament, the righteousness and justice of God, they aren't like secondary importance. They're like primary. They're really, really crucial.
在旧约中，神的公义和神的正义是事关重要的事。
When the Old Testament prophets talk about what man should do,
在当旧约先知说关于人的行为时
，how we should conduct ourselves and live our lives，
对行为的教导时
，it was that men should practice righteousness or justice。
他们的结论是人应该实践正义和公正。
So in Amos he says，
阿摩斯书说
，not your festivals, not your assemblies, not your burnt offerings. There's a whole long list. No, 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 no。
我憎恶你们的节期，厌恶你们的盛会。
Verse 24, the famous one, but let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream.
惟愿公正如江河滔滔不尽，公义如溪流绵绵不绝。
Micah 6,
米迦书第六章。
With what shall I come to God and bow before the God on high?
我要拿什么朝见耶和华在天上的上帝面前叩拜呢？
Again, not this, not that, not your calves, not your rams.
不是燔祭，不是素祭。
Verse 8, he has told you, O man, what is good and what the Lord requires of you.
耶和华已经指示你们何为良善。
But to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God.
是要你们行公义，好怜悯，谦卑的与你们的上帝同行。
What does that mean?
指的是什么呢？
God's not interested in the legalistic keeping of the law. We don't make ourselves righteous.
上帝不喜悦墨守成规、守律法的行为。我们根本无法把自己变得公义。
God is interested in men seeking to know His heart.
神更在乎那些寻求认识神和他心意的人。
And pleasing Him by doing that which He delights and doing that which He does.
行他所喜悦的事的人。
What is the heart of God?
什么是神的心意呢？
What has he shown you of himself that he delights in?
什么是让上帝喜悦的呢？
The stories I've shared is because they're on my heart.
我所刚才分享的一些故事是因为他们一直在我心上。
How does God wish you to take part in the work that he's doing?
你如何参与他的工作呢？
In the book of Genesis, God in his righteousness destroyed the towns of Sodom and Gomorrah.
在创世纪，上帝的公义摧毁了索多玛和厄摩拉的城市。
But he involved Abraham in it.
但他让亚伯拉罕参与在其中。
In Genesis 18, Lord actually says.
创世纪十八章。
Says, should I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do?
我要做的事怎么可以瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？
Of course, you know he didn't.
当然他没有这么做。
He didn't. The verse goes on to say.Verse 19, For I have chosen Abraham, that he may command his children and his household after him, to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice.
我拣选了他，是要他教导自己的子孙后代持守我的道，秉公行义。
In order that the Lord may bring upon Abraham what he has spoken about him.
这样我必实现对他的应许。
So to do righteousness and justice.
就是行公义。
And Abraham acted.
亚伯拉罕采取行动。
He interceded on behalf of the righteous in those cities.
他为那些这些城市行正义的代祷。
And he prayed.
他为他们代祷。
And not 20, not even 10, but 4 if you count Lot's wife.
结果不是二十个人，不是十，只有四个人，包括罗德的妻子。
Were saved.
他们得救了。
And Sodom and Gomorrah perished.
而索多玛跟厄摩拉被消灭了。
So a word of caution here before we rush out and self-righteously pray psalms of vengeance.
在我们热忱和自以为是的用这些诗篇来祷告前，要提醒大家。
Let's not deceive ourselves and be fully aware that we too are sinners.
我们不要欺骗自己，要充分意识到我们自己也是罪人。
We're just as prone to wickedness and sinning against God.
同样会犯罪得罪神。
One commentator goes as far to say that we too are enemies of God.
有一个评论家甚至说我们也是神的仇敌。
And therefore, we cannot pray this psalm because only the truly innocent can.
因此我们无法用这首诗篇祷告，只有真正无罪的才可以。
Which would be, I think, Christ.
所以
truly innocent.
也只有耶稣基督。
But I think he goes too far, so I don't agree with him there.
但我认为可能过犹不及。
I choose to believe that we, like Abraham, were called to do justice and righteousness.
我相信我们就像亚伯拉罕被呼召做公平和公义的事。
And that part of that is to pray what we know to be God's will.
包括为上帝的旨意祷告和祈求。
I do agree that it is not for us to make judgment against the enemy on God's behalf.
我也同意不是由得我们去代替神做审判官。
There's a fine line to draw, and that's for another sermon. It's not this one.
我们可能下一次再谈论这一点。
But remember, God is the one who controls everything, the judgment, and we need to submit, even if it tries our patience.
神是掌管一切的，我们需要顺服，即使需要耐心的等待。
So let's come back to David.
所以说回大卫。
At the end of the psalm, David seems super confident these sinners are going to be destroyed.
大卫似乎有信心这些罪人将会被消灭。
He's so sure God will do what is needed.
他是如此的确信上帝会这么做。
And then David says with great glee.
他兴奋地说。
Verse 10, God's people will be glad. We're going to dip our feet in the blood of the wicked.
义人必因恶人遭报而欢心，并用恶人的血洗脚。
Dip our feet in their blood.
用恶人的血洗脚。
And then we will triumphantly say, See, there is a God who judges.
我们将得胜地说，看，有一位审判的神。
Evil doesn't pay.
邪恶的人必被消灭。
I'd like to conclude by saying a bit about how this psalm is special to David.
我想通过这诗篇为何对大卫如此特别来做个总结。
It's among a very small group of psalms called the Miktam Psalms, M-I-K-T-A-M.
它属于所谓的 Miktam 诗。
So the root word of miktam is to stamp metal, like an engraving or a sculpture.
Miktam 指的是在金属上烙印，比如在雕刻或雕塑上。
Therefore, one translation in the Septuagint is an inscription on a column.
因此在 Septuagint 里面，它被翻译成为对立的题词。
So if you translate that literally, you might think that since David was hiding the case, maybe he carved or inscribed these psalms onto the stones.
一种解说是，或许大卫在躲藏在洞穴里，在岩石上刻上这些诗篇。
But a more important aspect of this is that these psalms were made in dark times.
但是更重要的是，这些诗篇生于黑暗的时代中。
Therefore, when we look back at these prayers, they become like a memory engraved in our hearts.
当我们回头看它，就像刻在我们心里的记忆。
When David looks back on this psalm, he will remember what it was like then, and he will remember God's love in delivering him from such a dark place.
因此，当大卫回首这些诗篇，他会回想神的爱如何带领他走出黑暗。
So as an engraving in his heart.
就像烙印在他心上。
Through his trials while he was on the run from Saul, David's character was refined.
通过这些试验，大卫的性格被试炼。
It made him precious to God, and it shaped the kind of leader he was going to be next time for Israel.
在神的眼中显为珍贵，塑造以色列未来的统治者。
And this is another meaning of miktam. It means hidden, as in treasure or gem.
这是 miktam 的另外一个意思，隐藏，如隐藏的财宝或宝石。
We know that later, David reigned all over Israel.
我们知道大卫后来统治以色列各地。
2 Samuel 8:15 tells us that he did what was right and just for his people.
和在他的子民中行公义。
It was in the heat and pressures of life in the caves and deserts as an outlaw.
在犹大的洞穴和沙漠中逃亡的试炼中。
That David learned to love God's justice.
大卫学会了爱上帝的公义。
It's different when you're on the other side, isn't it?
如果你在另一方面，你就可能看不到。
When you're the outlaw and you're the oppressed.
如果你被追捕的时候。
So for now, David waits.
如今大卫在等待。
He prays.
他祷告。
And I imagine he just tries to survive.
和努力的去存活。
Not much in those caves, I guess. For us, on behalf of God's people and the weak, on behalf of those who are just trying to survive.
对于我们来说，代表上帝的子民，软弱的，那些正在努力生存的。
We need to pray too. We should pray to God for God to do what's right.
我们该祈求上帝行公义。
Because He has chosen to partner with us.
因为他已经拣选我们和跟他一起合伙。
To do what's right and what is just.
做公义的事。
There's a Christmas song that I like very much. It's called The Light of the World.
有一首歌我特别喜欢，叫《世界之光》。
So the quotes up there are from the bridge of the song.
诗歌的那个词在 PowerPoint 上。
Yeah, it says, for all who wait, for all who hunger, for all who prayed, for all who wander.
所有在等待、渴望、祈祷的，为所有在徘徊的。
What's the hope for them?
他们的盼望是什么呢
？For the refugees, for the persecuted Christians.
对于难民，对于我们被迫害的基督徒弟兄姐妹。
So the rest of the song goes on. I have a few more lyrics up there.
所以其他的其他段的歌词在。
Can I have the next slide, please? Yeah, sorry, it's a bit small. So verse 2 talks about the tears of a mother and a baby's cry, the sound of love. The song is.It's a Christmas song, so it's looking to Christ as Emmanuel coming down, the hope of all the earth.
所以第二节说到干旱打破了母亲的泪眼泪，婴儿的啼哭声是爱的声音，降临以马内利，是一首圣诞节所唱的歌。
Okay, and in case you're like, okay, do we know that song? We sang it before. I'll just sing the verse. Yeah, the drought breaks with the tears of a mother.A baby's cry hit the sound of love. Come down, come down, Emmanuel. He is the song for the suffering. He is Messiah, the Prince of Peace. Has come, he has come, Emmanuel. So the song trails off and ends with these words. The world waits for a miracle.The heart longs for a little bit of hope.
全世界在等待奇迹，这颗心渴望一点点盼望。
O come, Emmanuel.
以马内利，恳求降临。
Unlike the times of David, we live now in the times where Christ has come.
我们现在已活着，基督已经来到了。
The kingdom of God is already here, although not fully realized.
神的国已在这里，但还没有完全实现。
Like David, we pray for.God's will to be done.
像大卫一样，我们恳求神的意履行在地上。
For His will to be done here in heaven as it's in earth.
就如行在天上。
Then indeed the righteous will rejoice.
当那天到来，那义人就应该欢呼。
Will you join me now in prayer together?
让我们祷告。
Our Father in heaven, forgive us when in our own blessings.Cocooned in your love and all that you've given us, we forget sometimes to look a bit beyond, Lord. Father, we want to remember now all the people who are suffering because of dishonest politicians, all those who are bad stewards, Lord, evildoers, who are deliberately, carefully, purposely being greedy. And Father, we cannot conceive why you would allow this, but we pray against them, Lord. We pray like David to say that, God, will you render them harmless?Will you smash their teeth to bits, Lord? Leave them to be toothless. Let their plans be like buckets of water. Let them be as nothing. Let all their plans be like miscarried fetuses. Before what they cook up is half done, throw them all out, Lord. Father, remember our brethren who are suffering in other parts of the world because of their faith in you. We pray for the churches in other parts of Asia. We pray for those in Middle East. We pray for those in Egypt, in Iraq.We pray for those who are taken, who are abducted in the name of other gods, Lord. We pray for those who are suffering because of militant influences. Lord, will you be with them in their pain, Lord? Day by day, Lord, may you give them hope. Lord, may you give them faith, Lord. May they continue to hold strong in you. For those who are sojourners, who are wandering, who have no homes, who are lost,who have nothing to give their children, who have no medical supplies. They don't even have a land to call their own, Lord. Father, will you be with them, Lord? pray that you will show them that you indeed are Lord. You are the one who will save them. Father, we pray that we will know you as the one who is righteous. We pray that you will continue to reveal your heart to us. We pray that we will not be hardened, that you give us compassion and empathy. We pray that you show us how to do justice and how to do what is right. Because, Lord, you are a God of justice and a Lord of righteousness, and you will come. You will come to judge in the end, Lord. And at that point, Lord, we want to be found like Abraham, like David, to have done what was in your heart. We want to be people after your own heart. Forgive us that we're weak, Lord, and we're finite, but we know that as your Spirit dwells in us and shows us the way, we know that we can, Lord. We pray all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.